12 Central Time. I'm Shereen Seward in for Rob Ferret. You're with us on the Ideas Network. First, what do you think of when you hear the word journaling? For some, it's like keeping a record for family history, while others might think of it as jotting down private thoughts, never to be read by anyone. No matter what the purpose, research shows that writing down our thoughts and experiences can have benefits for mental and even physical well-being. And our writing can become a keepsake for us or for our loved ones to look back on as well. Our next guest is a firm believer in the power of journaling, and she is here to share how we can help reap the benefits of expressing ourselves through writing. We want to hear what you think at 800-642-1234. Do you keep a journal? What got you started? Would you like to start journaling or get back into it? Or if you're a diligent journaler, tell us, what is your secret to keeping the momentum going? The number to call is 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Linda Monk is the director of the International Association for Journal Writing and a registered social worker. She specializes in therapeutic journaling and has co-authored several books on the topic. Linda, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk about journaling, my favorite topic.
Well, I have to tell you, my dad died about 18 years ago now, and he always kept a small notebook in his pocket all the time. He always had one of those tiny little spiral-bound notebooks in his pocket, and every day he jotted something down about what he did that day. Maybe it was something about the temperature, the snow shoveling, or what he ate for dinner. Just a few words that reminded him of what he had done that day. And he had a whole bunch of them when he died. And when I think of journaling, that's what comes to mind to me, that quick hit, keep track of what you did that day and leave it behind. But what are some of the other types of journaling that people can consider?
Yeah. First of all, it's special that your dad did that and that you have that, you know, his piece of voice to turn to. There's many ways we can journal, and some people do that. They record their days, the events of their days. It's kind of like a diary, keeping track of their lives. And there's also practices like the morning pages that Julia Cameron teaches in her book, The Artist's Way, where you get up in the morning and write 3 full pages before you've done anything else, stream of consciousness writing, just to get what's on the inside out. And you can also do more therapeutic types of journaling where you're writing to heal, where you're writing for your overall health and wellness, including mental health. Lots of people keep gratitude journals. People keep all kinds of different journals, travel journals, law of attraction journals. So you can really make the practice your own.
How long have you been doing it? Is this something that you did when you were a little girl or just later in life?
I did. I was one of those little girls in her bedroom with a journal with a lock and key. I was probably about 8, 9 years old when I started journaling, and it was very sporadic then. As a teenager, I wrote pretty consistently. In my 20s, I would be on and off, but I really turned to it more strongly in my social work career as part of my self-care and burnout prevention. As a helper, I became very passionate about the healing power of writing. And I'm 54 now, and I've been journaling for decades.
Talk a little bit about the benefits of the various types of journaling. I mean, it's obviously it helps you cope with the stress in your life. What are some of the other benefits?
Yeah, there's many benefits, and there's actually quite a lot of research on the healing benefits of writing, particularly when we write about our thoughts and feelings, when we don't just write about today I did this and did that, but we actually spend time reflecting, what are we thinking about, what are we feeling, what are we noticing in our daily lives. That has a very cathartic and healing process to it. And we don't just want to write about all the negative things that happen. It can be common for people to journal during stressful times, for example, and then when things level out, they get away from it. But it can be a practice to cultivate gratitude, which can really increase our resilience, help us cope, keep us focused on the positive. What we focus on grows, so we can really use our journals to write about things that bring us joy, so we can expand those feelings of joy in our life. So the benefits are many. We can use it to gain clarity, to support our health, to make life decisions. I've used my journaling practice to make many life decisions and really grow to trust those decisions because of my journaling practice. So there's all kinds of benefits that can be gained, and it can be helpful to think about what you'd like to get out of it as a journal writer, because your own motivation, your own reasons for doing it will help keep you motivated to create a regular journaling habit.
You specialize in therapeutic journaling. Can you expand on that a little bit and explain really what that entails and how you got started doing that?
Yeah, therapeutic journaling is when we're specifically using our writing to have some sort of healing quality. So for me, that started in my early social work career. That work was quite stressful and often exposed me to a lot of trauma. And so I was using my journaling to try to counter some of that, to try to prevent things like compassion fatigue and some of the burnout and exhaustion that can come from the occupational hazards of caring, if you wish. And therapeutic journaling is when we use our writing to really process our own emotions, to go through grief, to deal with stress, to heal trauma. There's lots of research right now on using journaling to mitigate some of the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And so it really is using that healing power of writing. And again, that's using our writing to not just write about what's going on, but to really explore and transform our feelings. And that's what really makes it helpful. And also you're gaining self-awareness. So as you write, you learn things about yourself. You learn what you think and feel, not just what you already know. And that awareness then can support you to take inspired actions in your life. So therapeutic journaling is going from that reflection, that self-reflection, to action. Based on that reflection, what action do you want to take in your life in part?
I heard the term bullet journaling recently. Can you explain what that is? What does it all entail?
I don't actually do bullet journaling. It's not something I have any experience with, but I know it is popular and there's lots of reference to it online. People do a lot of different graphic type of journaling and bullet journals and ways of keeping different lists, but I can't speak to it at any in-depth level because it's not something I've ever done and I don't know a lot about it.
No, I don't either. It's interesting to me that it's becoming so popular. We had a listener, Jamie, who wrote, "I recently got my old journals out of storage and put them on a bookcase. It's been meaningful to me to be in touch with my past this way as we're starting a new year." What do you think about that? Is that something that you would do yourself?
Absolutely. And our journals are really precious, or they can be if we treat them that way. They capture our lives over time. They have our most personal thoughts and feelings in them. They're very private. They're a capture of the essence of our lives. And having them is a record of these lives that we're living. It says this life I'm living matters. It matters enough that I've taken time to self-reflect and write some of it down. And people love their journals. They have special spaces for them. I have bins of journals writing all these years, and they're important to me. Sometimes people will get rid of journals or they'll burn journals if they don't want, you know, to have them around. But I think a lot of journal writers really do savor having those journals. And like he said, it's special to come in contact with them, to put them out, and to honor them and honor yourself while doing that.
The number to call to weigh in on this conversation, 800-642-1234. ideas@wpr.org is the email. When my dad died, my siblings and I found great comfort in going through those old journals of his. And it made us realize how the little things that we did with him, like we went out for a fish fry on Friday night, and that was in his journal, that they meant something to him. But on the other hand, I think that sometimes it might be uncomfortable thinking about somebody reading what you wrote. I mean, what do you say about that?
Yeah, that is one of the great concerns many journal writers have, is their privacy, because some people have had violations of trust with people reading their journals without their permission. And it can cause upset in relationships and broken trust and be immensely hurtful. So it is important to treat our journals with some reverence, keep them in safe places, treat them as the personal private documents that they are. For example, if you don't want them read after you pass, and we don't always, of course, have the timing on that, there can be instructions of what you want done with your journals when you're no longer here. So, for example, in my will, I have instructions as to what I want to have happen with my journals. And very simply, they're going to one of my best friends and I've asked her to burn them. They wouldn't be documents I would want my family to read. So it's personal choice and it is something to give some thought to and treat them with the respect they deserve.
Yeah. Linda Monk is the director of the International Association for Journal Writing and the co-author of several books on journaling. She's with us to share her knowledge about the wide world of journaling and the benefits it can bring. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you keep a journal, what got you started and what keeps you going? What's your favorite way to journal? Do you like free writing or answering prompts? Do you prefer to write by hand or maybe use a digital app? What do you get out of it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Shereen Seward in for Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Linda Monk, director of the International Association for Journal Writing, about how to get started with a journaling habit or deepen your practice if you already have one. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you ever go back and read your own journals? What stands out to you? Is there a period in your life you wish you had written about? And has journaling ever helped you through a difficult time? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Linda, what are some suggestions you can give for people who are just getting started? Sometimes it can be hard to know what to write about.
Yes, the blank page can be a daunting place. So I think journal prompts are really helpful. They can help point our journaling. They give us a topic to write about. And we can start there and the writing will take on a life of its own. So prompts are one way. And also making it fun, allowing your journaling time to be special, going to a cafe and having a cup of coffee and journaling, or putting it alongside other habits you have that are already routines in your life so that you can just kind of hitch it on and make it something that you get to. You can really make journaling your own. Some people like to do art journaling and mixed media journaling. The journaling we're talking about here today is really that putting pen to paper and writing out your thoughts and feelings. But there are many creative ways to journal. So it's all about the process. Sometimes perfectionism can get in the way or fears of not doing it right. But if you're going to the page and you're telling the truth of your life, exploring things that matter to you, there's no way to get it wrong. You're always the expert of your own experience.
Dennis in Two Rivers couldn't stay on the line, but wanted to pass along that he finds journaling is a really great way for him to get his feelings out. He also said his already poor penmanship declines even further when he writes his thoughts down quickly. It almost becomes more of a code, but at least he got them out there. I mean, that's important too, right?
Absolutely. That free writing, that permission to just let your feelings flow without judgment, with self-compassion, it's hugely valuable. And our world is such a busy place, a complex place, a beautiful place, and we have so much stimulation and input and social media and all of the things. Those few minutes to actually sit quietly and listen to the sound of your own thinking, hear the sound of your own emotions, your own inner truth, is very invigorating and replenishing and can have a lot of value. It's important to be non-judgmental because sometimes when we're journaling, we're saying things that are difficult or we're exploring emotions that are painful for us. And to just keep our pens moving, to breathe as we write, to trust that getting things down on paper is hugely cathartic and healing and to have that experience that he mentioned, that he just feels better, getting his feelings down. And that writing changing and not being as legible is really common, because it really, our subconscious really takes over. We're not really, we're really kind of surrendered to the writing, and it just can, that can happen. It's common that the writing then can become illegible.
Plenty of time to take your calls at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Well, there's two different approaches, really. We talked about free writing here, but there's also structured journaling too. Can you talk about the difference there?
Yeah, free writing is when you simply open your journal, go to the page and start writing. You're not necessarily using any prompts, but it is important. You can use structure. There's some wonderful work by Kay Adams. She's also an author and expert in the journaling space. And she talks about the importance of structure and pacing and containment. So, for example, one way to do that is through timed writing, setting a timer and journaling for 5 minutes. And lots can come in 5 minutes. Being able to, you know, if you write for hours, you're really kind of going deep. But if you keep it time limited, you're containing it a bit. So structure is just that. You limit it by what you're writing about, by how long you write, those kinds of things. And free writing is just that, going to the page and that stream of consciousness writing.
Do you have a favorite prompt or a series of favorite prompts that you might suggest to use when journaling, when you sit down and you're thinking, what should I write about? what can you suggest there?
I really like to use mindfulness types of prompts. So things like, right now I notice, right now I feel, right now I'm really grateful for, today I learned, the best part about my day was. These things just get us generative, and they also bring us into present moment awareness. And that's really where the power of journaling can come most alive. We might be reflecting on the past and dreaming about the future, but when we can come into our present moment experience mindfully and paying attention, it enriches our health, it enriches our life in immense ways. So I like prompts that are simple. And I create monthly prompts for our journaling newsletter through the International Association for Journal Writing, and I always theme them. So this month for February, our self-love journaling prompts. You can do journaling prompts for goal setting, for decision making, for joyful living. So you can do all kinds of things with prompts. One of my favorites is to write down lists of questions I have in my life right now. It might be about my relationship, my parenting, my work in the world. And then I just put those prompts on cue cards or on a post-it note in a jar. And those questions I have about my own life become very powerful prompts, because it's the power of questions that actually takes us into really new territory in our journals, which is why I love prompts so much. So that's a fun one. And you can write forever making your own journal prompts with the questions you have in your life.
Oh, I love that. We only have a couple of minutes left, but I want to make sure I take this phone call. Marlene is calling. She's from the Madison area. Hi, Marlene. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to cheerlead and encourage people to try journaling. I've done it for about 40 years. It's usually at night, at bedtime, I'll start writing just whatever's on my mind. And a lot of times it really helps me figure out what's on my mind. You know, you don't have to have a predetermined thought of what you're going to do. I'd like to just encourage people to jump in.
Well, thank you. Thanks for weighing in. I appreciate that, Marlene. We had a couple of emails too. Gay emailed us to say, I started journaling over 30 years ago when my husband was about to have brain surgery. He was cured of epilepsy, and our children were in middle school at the time. And Gay said, I journaled to help me remember everyday events in our kids' lives. And I mean, I think that's just incredibly, incredibly touching to think about that small space that kind of helped Gay keep up that practice. And Michael also emailed and said that I needed to start a journal last week, found out my iPhone has recently added that feature. It likes how it functions. I've got to say, have you tried using the iPhone or any kind of digital journaling tools?
Yeah, there's lots of journaling apps and people go to their preference. I'm still a pen to paper journaler because I spend so much time on my computer for work. I just like to step away and have my journal in my hand. But I really love all the things that people shared. And Marlene, that piece about not being predetermined, that's the magic of journaling, is that we show up to write and we see where it takes us. That's how we discover things about ourselves, about our thinking. And it really is so powerful to take the time to do that. And our lives happen in the ordinary moments. And being able to capture them, I was recently reading back in a journal where I wrote down some funny things my kids would just say in ordinary life. And one was our son on Easter morning one day saying that the Easter bunny had jumped on his foot and he was a lot heavier than he thought he would be. And I would never remember that if it wasn't there in my journal, just as the snippet I happened to capture. So it gives our lives back to us as well. It's this record of these beautiful, rich lives we're living, which is very special to have for ourselves and also as legacy offerings if we want our journals to be that.
Thank you so much. You've really inspired me to pull out my notebook and get back to it, Linda.
Yeah. Well, it's great to pause when you're journaling and say, what am I getting out of this? Like after you've written in your journal for a few minutes, to say like, did you feel better? Did you feel less stressed? Was it a positive experience? And just have that journal love wrap all around you.
Well, thank you. Linda Monk is the director of the International Association for Journal Writing. We've been talking about the benefits of writing in a journal and advice for starting or keeping a journaling habit. Keep the conversation going by email at ideas@wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward in for Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.